You're listening to Creative Voice Radio with Gwen Fox. Discover the creative genius within. If your inner critic is standing in the way of your creativity, listen up. Sharing your vision is a scary thing to do. Gwen Fox is here to inspire artists to believe in themselves and their creative abilities. Wherever you are on your artistic journey, Gwen wants you to know that it's spiritual too. Dive deep and reach high as we pull together the threads of spirituality and artistic expression to empower you to share your vision with the world. You are unique, and only you can express your vision. So stop comparing and start creating. Feed your creative spirit and free your creative genius with Creative Voice Radio now.
Hey, everybody. Welcome. I'm Dr. Pat, and I get to do this great show with Gwen Fox, who is the host of Creative Voice Radio. Kyle, I did see your message from yesterday, and I love that you sent that. Thank you, Kyle, from Chicago. And Kyle gave me an answer to my question for my show. And believe it or not, it's exactly what Gwen's going to talk about today. So the opposite of what would you do if you knew you could not fail is what would you do if you knew you could succeed? That's from Kyle. Thank you for that. Today, believe it or not, that's exactly what Gwen's going to be talking about. We didn't even plan it that way. We're going to be talking about discovering your superpower. You know, what it takes to succeed. So what would you do if you knew you could succeed? And that is really the question, what would you do? And when we look at this, there is something that we do have to discover in ourselves, as Gwen, you put it. And we have to discover our own superpower. Look, you are somebody that helps so many people discover what is inside of them, their superpower. And so when you look at this show, and I think about what you do as the coach to other artists to help them become successful at what they do and to fully express themselves, people come and they'll either join you in your studio or they will work with you online, whatever that is. You know, this is the line of work, rather your calling, that you said yes to. So you know a little bit about what it means to discover the superpower. What is the essence of that from your perspective?
Well, number one, it's great to be here because it's always so good to be with you.
It is awesome.
We have a lot of fun.
We do.
You know, everybody has a superpower and they don't realize it. They just think that they're normal, and the superpower is generally what is so easy for you. Because let's take you, Pat, for an example. I mean, you come on, you talk, you interview, you do lots of different subjects, and you do it with grace and ease and intelligence.
Thank you.
But it's always so, is it easy for you? I mean, because what you do would not be easy for me.
You know, I told this story a long time ago, and I mention it every once in a while about dialing a wrong phone number 15 years ago. But I remember the first time I got behind a mic in studio with Benny, who's also on the call as one of the producers today. And isn't it funny? I commented about your mic because I remember the first time that that happened for me. And it was like coming home. It was like for me. But I didn't know it. I mean, I didn't know that what was happening was that part of me that you're going to talk about today became alive and that I would continue this. But I couldn't explain it to people, Gwen. And what I mean by I couldn't explain it to people, here's what I couldn't explain. I couldn't explain to them why I continued to do this by airtime, by the thousands of dollars, and not go get that consulting job. I knew that this was right. Mm-hmm. But everything in the outside world told me, especially in that first year, to quit. So what ended up happening? is I got a mystery disease in 04. Because, yeah, because I think the doubt, everything that was going on inside of me, I was ready to walk away from this at month six. And not because I wanted to, but because I thought I should, that I should get that job. And guess what? I got so sick, I couldn't do anything but this. And this enlivened me.
That's what your superpower is.
Yeah.
And here's what I find with artists or creative people is that when I coach, they will say, excuse me, they will say, I will look at their painting and it's awesome. It's awesome. And they'll say, oh no. That only took me like 30 minutes. And I just can't do that. And I'm saying, are you kidding? This is a good painting, but it's because it took 30 minutes. They don't think it's any good. So they want to work hard, ruin the painting, overwork it. And then they say, see, I can't paint.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, it's accepting that. It's accepting what comes, what, as you say, what feels good. What is, you know, and I think of you so much on that because I couldn't do what you do and you do it so well. I don't know how you do.
I couldn't do what you do. I mean, and the question is, if I did what you do, if I did what you do, would I feel like I feel doing what I do, right? And I would speculate to say that because I know my relationship with art, so I'm going to step out on a limb here a little bit. I would say that I would have a feeling of joy doing it, but not quite the same as this, right?
Oh, I think you're right. And I wouldn't enjoy doing what you're doing.
Yeah.
Because I wouldn't be as good as you.
Yeah. No, I believe me. I mean, but each of us has that thing inside of us that gets activated.
That's right.
And then we show up in this way.
Yes. And then we realize, oh my gosh, this may be something I'm really good at. I mean, another word would be your innate ability, your unique ability. Because my unique ability is bringing out the best of artists to tell them and convince them and allow them to be who they really came to be.
Yeah.
And to believe in themselves because they don't believe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And don't you think that there's another twist to what you do with folks? And that is you don't just work with them on their art, but you work with them on success in the artist industry, in this field. And that's different. You know, there's like many of us have gone to school and we've had teachers that teach us about art. But this is different. This is learning a level of respect for oneself and one's talent. Learning that level of respect in order to feel the self-worth so that this now becomes a business. Because what you want to do is you want to now share this work with the world.
Exactly.
And receive money for it. And I got to tell you, in the field of art, I think personally, it's one of the most difficult arenas for people to accept their self-worth. And we've talked about this in previous shows, but you actually know how to teach people that.
I do because, and it's kind of natural for me, is to bring out the best in them so that then they see that. And that is such a wonderful thing to watch. The light bulb comes on and they think, oh, I can really do this. It's just awesome.
Yeah. Look at, I do that with folks like you and the other hosts, right? And it is amazing to see someone that has never really done a show before in the way that we're talking about and create a show brand and an idea. And it's really wonderful to watch how folks emerge from those first practice and mentoring things to then being on air with me. Then most of them move on to do their own shows. But to watch that and to see how people, you know, literally blossom, that has got to be a great, enormous gift for you to see that.
Well, it is. And you see, here's the thing, and maybe this is true for everybody, but number one, it's very difficult to put your work out for others to judge. As I say, like you're stepping out on stage without any clothes on. They're judging you. And so you have your paintings out there and people come by and they say, oh, I love this. This is great, blah, blah, blah. And then Mrs. Perfect comes along and she says, my granddaughter could do that. Oh my God. Now you've had 500 people tell you how great it is. And you have one person say that. Guess what you believe? Guess what you go home and you wake up at night and you think, maybe she's right.
No, that is exactly what you do. And it's not just done in that industry, but I would venture to say that anybody that is out there, where there can be multiple opinions about your gift or talent runs the risk of that. And in the field that you're in and the folks you work with are in, I think that this is one of those areas where there are so many opinions about it, right? Yes. And so many different perspectives. I want to talk with you when we come back. How do you help people? Because we've talked about this before, but I want to do like a reminder. In order to be successful, one has to have a feeling of self-worth and contribution that is personal to each one of us differently. Yes. And if we compromise on that, then we start to compromise on our calling. And I want to talk with you about that and the key that that makes to success when we come back.
Okay. That sounds awesome.
Yeah, let's take a short break, everyone. Do you ever wonder why you might waver for even a nanosecond, right? That you may be thinking, is it really worth talking about? Is it really worth showing somebody? Is it really, really ? It's called doubt. We'll be right back, everyone.
Stuck in a roundabout of dysfunction? Stop circling around difficult issues and find out what's been holding you back. Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Aubert. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Aubert. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyaubert.com. That's drkathyaubert.com.
To find answers to life's questions, you need to look within yourself. Dr. Glenna Rice brings your questionable conversations on Transformation Talk Radio each month. Tune in each month for insight into how you can live up to your full potential. Dr. Glenna is a physical therapist, certified Access Consciousness, and Access Body Class facilitator. How does it get any better than this? For more information on Dr. Glenna Rice and her work, visit glennarice.com.
Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia. We have an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in weekly every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as we, Jason and Patricia, discuss what's truly holding you back. We offer you the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time be living lighter. For more information about Living Lighter, visit www.livinglighter.org.
Calling all moms. It's time to awaken your vibrant, intuitive, and loving self in every area of your life. Join host Debbie Pokornik as she shares thoughts, stories, and tools to help you stand in your power at work, home, and play. Listen to Vibrant, Powerful Moms helping everyday women create extraordinary lives every Monday at 3:30 p.m. Pacific, 6:30 Eastern. For more information about Debbie, visit VibrantPowerfulMoms.com.
Do you want the knowledge and wisdom to understand where spirituality, science, and psychology intersect? Then join the Karmic Path Radio Show with Tina and Laura on TransformationTalkRadio.com Thursdays at 4 p.m. Pacific. Follow this charmingly, disarmingly dynamic duo as they explore how psychic ability, spirituality, and karmic law tie together. For more information on Tina, Laura, and their groundbreaking work, visit thekarmicpath.com.
Conscious Confidence Radio, a timeless wisdom with Sarah Main. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio and join Sarah on an adventurous journey to the deeper level of meaning to move beyond today's world of constant change, confusion, and uncertainty beyond the shadow of fear. This hit show explores key concepts such as confidence, values, and attitude in a dynamic way. To learn more about Sarah and her work, visit sarahmain.com.
Yeah, everybody, welcome back. Welcome back. It's so great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. This is Creative Voice Radio with Gwen Fox and me, Dr. Pat. This is Discovering Your Creative Genius Within. For those of you out there, look, if you want to join in the conversation, you have a question or comment for Gwen, 1-800-930-2819. 1-800-930-2819. Look, you can also go to Transformation Talk Radio and then pop over there like Kyle did and ask your question. We want to make sure that we get the answers for you. Gwen, what's the best way for people to find out more about your work, what you're doing, or how to claim their visual voice?
They can go to my website, which is gwenfox.com. That's spelled G-W-E-N-F-O-X.com.
I love it. All right. So having talked about this and really looking at these ideas of bringing our gifts forward, part of the thing is combining our talent with success, right? It's like one, two, right? I got this talent, got success. It took me a really long time to figure out whether I could make this a successful business, because for the first 3 years, I kept paying for airtime. And no one told me that there was another way to do this. But once I learned, I had to figure it out for myself, which meant I could open up the door to bring people in so they can share their gift. And that's the way I wanted to do it. I didn't want to do it a different way, right? I wanted people to have the same experience that I had if this was truly their calling. And so we had to create something not different, but we created differently to do that for folks. I want to ask you this. How do people find that success seed within them that we're calling a superpower today?
Well, number one, I think they have to have somebody to kind of help them do that, because it's very difficult to brainstorm alone. So it could be a friend, it could be anything. And the one question is, like, how do you stand out? Your friend's gonna know. Maybe you're a blabbermouth and you're really good at it. Maybe who knows? Maybe you just go into the studio and you can write a chapter without any problem. Maybe, you know, you can, whatever it is you can do and you do easily, that's a key right there, because I'm a good listener, and I can break complicated things down into simple ways of understanding it.
Yeah.
And that's key right there. I mean, you know, it's, don't you think?
It is key for me in doing what I do.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, it is. I mean, it's being able to, you know, take a book, right, that has a lot of concepts in it, and look at it and say, okay, wait a minute, how do I now take that and bring that to the way I would want to hear about it? And then you have to do something even more difficult than that from my perspective, because there's so much subjectiveness in what you do and what you look at for people. For me, I'm looking at words on a page, right? But this is your talent and this is your gift.
Well, yeah. And I'm lucky. I'm really lucky that I can do this. And the one thing that the other thing too, that people need to look at is what skill have you developed to make you successful at what you do? I mean, like, is it knowing how to talk about something? Is it, what is that? And, you know, and as I said, mine is breaking down complicated things, listening intently, repeating what I've heard so that they hear it. And maybe that opens up a whole new world. Because when I coach, the thing is that we go deep. I want them to find that artistic voice. I want them to find what's inside and bring it out.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, that's hard sometimes.
It is hard. And, you know, I realized this. I had a conversation with Jessica this morning, and I realized something. And so we were talking about the video. And I had walked in the other day and was talking to Zach about one of the Facebook Live shows. And I had a perspective on it, right? I had a view of how I thought that video should look.
Right.
Then Jessica looked at it and she says, I'm not seeing what you're seeing. It looks fine to me. And what I realized is that I do have a different perspective. And I said this to Jessica this morning. And here's why, Gwen. This is something I don't talk about enough. I managed corporate graphics in the phone company. I managed a group of people. I was their director for AT&T, these people that created any and every kind of art. And
wow.
I don't even talk about this because I had to figure out what is it that I'm looking at and how do I explain this to people? But I got schooled by some of the best artists you would ever meet. And I didn't get schooled in a really fun way. I'm telling you. Now, look, this is why we're talking about this. I wanted to share this story because this is what you do. This is how you work with people. Right. So I come in there with my corporate business side because I was told to put this department out of business. And I couldn't do it. I sat down with these talented people and yes, I had to make some tough business decisions and pull people out of there that were not contributing. But I remember sitting around a table and I said, look, we've been chartered to create the first recycling in Jersey campaign in the state of Jersey. Because if anybody was going to take a lead on it, it had to be AT&T. You know that, right?
Right.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Like here, if something like that were going to be done, it's either going to be done by Boeing or by the paper company or
right.
by Microsoft. They're going to have tickly. So I sat down with these people, right? And this is, I'm new. And I said, we got to create something very creative here. And so Nina is drawing during the entire staff meeting.
Of course.
She's drawing. And I'm watching her and I said, okay, is that the campaign? And she held up a picture. And it was a picture, a beautiful sketch of a bull doing you know what. Because in her mind, everything I was saying was BS. That was my first lesson about artists. And then what I did is I said, wow, I'm telling you, I just looked at this and said, you're talented. And I said, Nina, I want you to take this campaign and let's create something so out of the box about recycling that every engineer here in Bell Labs, any of these places will do. And she taught me how to appreciate something. And we created the Purple Paper Eater campaign.
Oh, that is way cool.
And she became that character, literally. And that campaign was taken across the United States. But the reason I'm sharing this, Gwen, is because there's a part of being a successful artist that 9 times out of 10, my experience is they haven't had the nurturing, they haven't had the support. They haven't had what you provide. And we haven't even talked about that in terms of what you do. But we've got to talk about it today. Because in order for the for folks that are that creative to be successful,
right,
there's something that is special that has to happen that maybe you don't do if you're a manager in a call center.
Oh, without a doubt. Yes.
So tell us a little bit about that, because I'll tell you what, I had as a manager, I had to be willing to not just acknowledge her, but I had to let her take the reins. Even if I didn't know what she was going to say to an executive, I had to let her do that. And she taught me about art. So how do you help the artists you work with be in the power of who they are and be able to handle the backlash?
Well, that's a real good question. And that's, it'll take more than a minute to answer that, but it's like peeling the onion. Mm-hmm. Artists, they know who they are, but they haven't gone inside sometimes.
Mm.
And it's that peeling of the onion of trying to find who they are. And I've used this example before, but it fits here. One of my students was absolutely gorgeous, perfect family, perfect husband, perfect house, perfect, perfect, perfect. And she was so unhappy in her art because she was doing perfect paintings. And she just says, I'm really unhappy. So I coached her. And what we did was we took what she did. And I said, you're going to have a trash can painting day. Come on, let's really do a trash can painting. Go in. You don't care. You don't care what, but just do it. And so I said, you got to do it for like a week. So she did that.
What is a trash can painting day? Tell folks.
Okay. Trash can painting day is when you go in, you're not thinking about doing a good painting. You're not thinking about anything. You pull out that canvas or that paper and you do whatever it is you want because you know it's not going to be perfect. Well, now what usually happens is you do really good work because you're not judging. You know you're going to throw it away, and what they usually do is they don't throw it away because it ends up being good. But she started doing these fabulous, unattractive women's faces that may have had something over their mouth. They, you know, it was different. It wasn't, they were powerful. When I say unattractive, I don't mean they were unattractive. That was the wrong word. It's that they were powerful.
Powerful.
They just weren't pretty.
Like avant-garde, like powerful, maybe something that is conceptual and personal to her, but relatable to the rest of the world.
I mean, you know, part of their face was gone in color and so forth, but it was so strong that it scared her because this had come out. And all of a sudden she started smiling. And I said, I want more of these. Just do more of these. We're going to go deeper. We're going to go deeper. And when she'd give the excuse of, oh, well, I think this is it. I said, no. We've only just touched the surface. We're going to go deeper. So we went deeper and deeper and deeper. And she did this show. I said, you've got to do a show of these. They're fantastic. Well, you know what the friends and the family and not family, but the community looked for perfect paintings.
That's right.
And they walked into this show and they were blown away because of the power of these paintings. They touched people. She had put herself in there. She had brought out from herself something that she didn't know existed, but now it's loose and it's wonderful. And now she can do this. And she smiles a lot.
Yeah.
She smiles a lot.
Yeah.
And now people know that she's not this, it's the mask that she used to wear. And so we peel that off.
Yeah.
And now she can easily show herself.
Yeah. Boy, I mean, what we're talking about here is when we're talking about art and artists and success. So when we put that all together, what we don't realize is sometimes that the process and what you do, right, and the way you honor people is really a model that can be used for any profession, but we just don't. Yeah. But that witnessing, first, you were a witness. Second, you were a coach and a mentor. Third, you were an emotional support system, right? And four, you were a challenger for her to do more.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You've got to push.
Got to push is right.
You got
to push. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to talk about how does success show up when you do push? What is and are the push and pulls that really grab onto us anytime we shoot for the stars? The question, what would you do if you knew you could succeed? Well, the first thing you'd probably do is learn how to deal with doubt and fear and subjective opinions. Let's take a break. We'll be right back.
People often ask, what does it mean to thrive? On Thrive by Gen Radio, it means body confidence, mind fulfillment, and soul synchronicity. Create synchronicity with God and learn as Jen shares action steps and real stories that will inspire you to be unstoppable in fulfilling your purpose. Tune in live each Monday at 8 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit JenniferZellup.com to thrive with Jen.
Dream on, fly high, and live adventurously on The Laura Meeks Show. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Laura Meeks guides you in finding your unique gifts and bringing them to life. As a certified life coach, speaker, and veteran bomber pilot for the U.S. Air Force, Laura knows how to follow a dream. She is ready to support you so you can dream on, fly high, and live adventurously. For more information on Laura and her work, visit flyhighliving.com.
It's time to get your life back on Burn Bright Today with Jennifer Marcinelli. Tune in each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn to move from the darkness of burning out to the light of burning bright. Jennifer is redefining stress and the energetic causes of burnout, shining a light on process to get your life back. For more information about Jennifer and her work, visit burnbrighttoday.com.
Tap into the wisdom of animals, angels, and masters with Darcy Pariso on Animal Soul Wisdom Radio. Tune in monthly as Darcy brings insights on how to better understand and deepen our relationships with animals. Working with light and pureness of ancient techniques, Darcy, healer, animal communicator, and medium, is here to guide you through this process and provide inspiration to move forward. For more information about working with Darcy, visit darcypariso.com.
To see your life from an angel's perspective, book a personal consultation with Claire Candy Huff, angelic walk-in angel Ariel at Angel Healing House. Candy provides intuitive counseling, Reiki, and angel readings in person in Los Angeles or nationally and internationally via phone or Skype. She will channel the practical tools you need to transform your life. Call now, 831-277-3716, or visit angelhealinghouse.com.
The truth is funny. Shift happens with Colette Marie Steffen is excited to welcome Karen Benton as a monthly guest host. Tune in on the third Wednesday of each month at 8 a.m. Pacific time to regain confidence and trust in your capacity to create change in your life, your health, your family, and your well-being. Karen Benton is a mother, nurse practitioner, certified body talk practitioner, Franklin Method instructor, and owner of Limitless Living LLC. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBenton.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. It's so great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. I want to make sure that you know that this is Creative Voice Radio with Gwen Fox, discovering your creative genius within. And, you know, we're talking about how do you discover your superpower? And sometimes I think you have to be faced with not seeing it as a superpower. Right. You know, sometimes I think you have to look at something and question yourself about it, because there are things that you teach people, Gwen, to help them fully step in. So let's talk for a minute, but I want to make sure everybody goes to Gwen's site, gwenfox.com, because, you know, you have a number of courses that you offer. I mean, you teach people this.
I do.
Yeah.
And yes.
And they can find out that information on your site, right?
They can, and they can contact me if they need more information.
All right. Let me hear from your perspective what the four things are that it takes to succeed.
Well, they may be a little different than normal things, but number one, realize your potential. And that's the first thing I do, is that we find the potential, we find that superpower. And so in order then to take that superpower, we have to take action. And action is scary. And they always use that word, how. How do I do that? And the how stops them. We do the action. And the action produces results. And guess what? When you've got results, you are going to believe that you really do have that superpower. And so then you go, it's kind of like a circle. You're going to go to find your potential, which is your superpower. You're going to do the action, and you're going to get results, and you're going to get a confirmation of that. What that does is it builds the confidence, and that's what the artist needs, and they don't have it.
Yeah.
They just don't have that.
Yeah.
And it's very difficult to grab confidence out of the air. You've got to see it. You got to feel it. You've got to believe it.
Yeah.
So that's a big thing for artists.
I think there's another element to it as well. You have to sometimes, at my experiences, you know, you have to be able to borrow on somebody else's faith. And what I mean by that is having you there to mentor people, even with me managing the graphics group, clearly I knew very little about how to create art from their perspective, right?
Right.
Very little about it.
Right.
But I was there as an advocate and not as a destroyer. And that was unusual for them. That's also the role you play. You know, you're there as an advocate for folks as well.
I tell them I have their back.
That's it.
I have their back. And if they get to a point where they think they're failing, I'm going to come in. They're not going to fail.
Mm-hmm.
Not if they have me, because that's an impossibility. Because I have done all the failing. I know exactly what roads not to take. So I'm not going to allow them to go down that.
Yeah.
You know, and that's just who I am. I'm not going to allow them to fail.
Yeah. I mean, but that is, you know, for you and I, we know what the road of failure looks like.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Because we've done it. You know, so we're not just kind of talking about, this is what we don't want you to do, or this is what we want you to do, or yeah, you should do that. Or no, I know what failure feels like, looks like, smells like, tastes like, and what it means to step fully in it. And I also know what it takes to get out of it really quickly.
Yes.
And
yes.
I think when you're talking about art and you're talking about helping people in a realm where criticism might come after them time and time again, it requires the kind of mentorship that you're talking about.
Yes, and you know, one of the stories that happened was that I was with two of my art friends, and I was just asking questions. I was the low person on the totem pole. They were very, very good. And I just mentioned that I would like to go with them to photograph what they were photographing and maybe try it myself. And there was this pregnant silence. And they said, no, you can't do that. We do that, but we are embarrassed to be seen with your work. Now, to have somebody say they're embarrassed to be seen with my work, let me tell you,
that's
a cut.
Wow, that's like an owie.
That's a real owie. And so you learn to get over it, but you have to go through that period of that doubt. And I wish I'd had somebody there to say, you know what? Maybe you're not the best right now, but you're going to be.
Yeah. 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 And by the way, you will teach others. You will teach others. And this is for us looking at this. We mostly, we hurt people inside.
Yes.
With that level of criticism. And we're not talking about honest, constructive feedback. That is not like what we're saying. That's not what we're saying.
No, that's right. You know, when I critique paintings, I mean, people cringe. Oh my gosh. You know, I'm in the workshop, teaching the workshops. And I say, well, on the last day we're going to critique. And someone's like, I think I'm going to leave a day early, you know, because they're used to somebody coming up and saying, well, your painting sucks. It really looks bad. And I don't know how you're going to save it. You know, and that is not constructive criticism. That's not a critique. That's destruction. And so, you know, you bring out the good things. There's always good things. And then you say, but if you want to do this and want to do this, this is going to help it. And here's the reason why. Because they need to know the why.
Yeah, people do. And you know, I agree with you. I'd have been out of there early too. I mean, I'd
yeah,
be like,
I wouldn't let you.
I'd be like, where is the door? Let me out of here. But you know, there's a difference in what you're talking about that you do and what I was talking about in my corporate job. I was not known, just as a sidebar, I was put in that job for a reason. And what I realized when I looked back, I had a reputation for getting things done no matter what.
I'm sure you did.
I did. And you know, I don't talk about my corporate career, but I've made a lot of amends about my corporate behavior. But this stopped me. And I want to talk about this because as a teacher, as a student, both are transformed, as I hear in the stories you tell. I was different after that job.
Yes.
I'm sure. I actually attribute what happened in the next couple years thereafter that led up to me completely rebelling against the system. And I think it started with this group of people.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what it was, but every meeting I went to, I was asked by the AVP, okay, how many people did you fire? How many people did you fire? When are we going to close them down? When are we going to close them down? I want it all outsourced. And I don't know what my answer was, but I couldn't do it. And I think it has to do with meeting people that are absolutely creative in their own individual way and uncompromising. And I had never met people that were uncompromising in the workplace like that. They were not willing to do it. If I was willing to clean that place up so that art could emerge, they were going to meet me. But isn't that part of what you teach people, is not to compromise their creative genius?
No, and I will tell them, I said, look, during the critique, if I say something that you don't believe that your painting needs to do, argue with me, fight for your ideas, because this is your painting. And I give you permission to do that. But fight for what you want and fight for what you think is right. Always.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Even if you're talking with somebody that you believe has one up on you or perhaps isn't the best listener that you've ever met, right?
Okay, so yes.
Maybe a bit argumentative with you. You still have to stand up for yourself. And I can't tell you how many times people have said to me at one point in time in my career or another, I couldn't talk to you because I was intimidated by you. And here's the thing. intimidation is an inside job, and we can never be intimidated or let ourselves be intimidated, because I have felt that way about other people.
Yes.
It really chokes the creative energy out of us, I think. What do you think?
Yes. And there's no doubt about that. I mean, I see that all the time. And people will constantly talk about, well, I could do that, but I can't do this, you know, or I can't. This limiting language, you don't want that. And so it's a whole different world. But I think what happened to you with the people in the group that changed you so much is that you saw a freedom within them that you didn't have.
Exactly.
And you wanted that. And see, you have now taken that and done it for yourself.
Yeah.
And that's why you remember it. That's why you admire them. And that's why you like it.
Yeah. There's no question in my mind about it. There's absolutely no question in my mind. But, you know, it's taken me a bunch of years to go back and realize that and recognize it, Gwen. You know, it's not like I woke up the next day and said, it wasn't until much later in life, especially when I started to do this. It wasn't until then did I realize that that was such an influential part for me.
I mean, when you're talking about it, I hear it. I hear it. But you see and you feel the doubt in others, and that you're right. You give away your power if you're not willing to fight for it.
Yeah. And that is what I say to people, and especially the people I work with today. You know, I was doing an audio of with a new host, and we were coaching about the voiceover work, and we were doing it together. And the outtakes from that, by the way, are hilarious.
Oh, I bet
they are. And both of us, we're not going to use the voiceover that we did, because while we were having so much fun for it, it's not really great for her brand. But it's the funnest. I hope she lets me play it as an example. I hope she lets me play it as an example of how we work together creatively. And, you know, what I love about the folks I work with is that they don't compromise who they are. They're not intimidated by me. And they fully open up to everybody on our team. This is the greatest team of people here. Everybody here, Linda, Kim, Jessica, everybody here.
Yeah.
And yet we all have to learn and grow around many, many things. But if you don't stand in your power, there's usually one or two reasons. One, you're either not confident about that power, or two, you either have something that is not a skill up to par. And let me tell you, I know that because I have a very difficult table tennis coach.
Well, you go, girl.
I tell you, that is not like art. It is really black and white. You either make the point or you don't. And it's so funny because yesterday I was thinking about this and thinking about the show. And I thought about, what would Gwen do here? What would she do here? So I did two things. I decided to have a lesson and not take anything personally that he said.
Okay.
And then I decided to take what he said seriously.
Okay.
And that is, if you're going to suit up and show up to do art or anything else, you need to suit up and show up and do it at your best.
You got it. I always say failure is an event. It is not personal.
Exactly. That's I like that. Say that again. Failure is an event. It is not personal.
You got it. You got it. And it isn't. And we take it personal. So what you did was perfect.
Yeah. Yeah. And in the end, I still looked at every point that I didn't make or every point I did make. And I got to tell you, it was really funny because every point that I actually make, he said I was lucky and he laughed.
And oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. Like everything was lucky. And like I made it, yeah, right. And there's such a difference in our where we are potentially. I mean, this is a guy that's at the top of right. the game. I mean, his right. ranking is absurd. To get 1 point off of him, I'm okay if he laughs and says lucky. But we're talking about success, and right. we have to define it for ourselves, Gwen. And I think that's what you're helping people do in the art industry.
It is. And, you know, and I tell them, I said, you know, you want to reach for the stars, but what if the stars are only the beginning? That's, then they look and they think, but I thought that was the furthest I could go. No, what if it's the beginning?
Well, you know,
open the mind to greater, better, more outrageous possibilities.
Mm.
That's what I want them to do. I want them to be so out there that then they can pull themselves in and go into reality, but they'll never be the same because they've stretched. And that's the key right there.
Wow. What a great way to end the show. Thank you, Gwen, for everything. I wanted to just say, can you tell folks about the upcoming events you have and how they can work with you directly? And please give out phone number and anything else that you want to share. And then I want to ask you what your personal message is and what you'd like to leave us with today.
Oh, okay. You can go to my website and see all the things that I offer. And I'm in the middle of a masterclass right now. Just finished 5 workshops here in Taos, New Mexico, and in my studio, which were just grand. I mean, I had the best students ever. And but the masterclass will start again the first of the year, and just new things on the horizon that I haven't put in there yet that I'm really excited about. And that will be virtual with some in-house type things, but you can give me a call at 575-751-0183. I would love to talk with you, or go to my website, gwenfox.com.
I love it. Gwen Fox, everyone. And we did talk about a lot today. Kyle, thank you for your question mark around.
I hope we answered it.
Yeah, no, we did in a lot of ways. And I think most importantly, Gwen, is that, you know, when it comes to your innate superpower, imagine if we all compromised. And that is something that I think just one takeaway is to be able to stand tall in who you are mm-hmm. and what you do, and allow for someone like a Gwen Fox to support you along the way. Thank you so much for this, Gwen.
You are so welcome. Thanks a lot. Love you.
Love you, everybody. Gwen Fox, I'm Dr. Pat. We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to Creative Voice Radio with Gwen Fox. Discover the creative genius within. Tune in monthly as Gwen joins Dr. Pat to make the connection between art and spirituality and inspire listeners to express their vision by saying yes. Yes, you're good enough. Yes, you're talented enough. Yes, you are an artist. Connect to the vision you'll share with the world by saying yes to the things you fear. Ignite your creative being, body, and soul with Creative Voice Radio. For more information about Gwen Fox or to listen to this show, visit gwenfox.com.